I don't think that it's hard for us to communicate with others based on certain facts, but it's probably, I mean, a matter of time that we could find time to sort of get to know others well, and probably, I mean, they also must be having the same problem. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, those whom I know from the workplace, I mean, they communicate very well. So it's mm-hmm. not, I don't know what to say, whether it's a cultural difference or whether it's just, I mean, that some don't sort of take too much time to get to know others. Mm-hmm. Or
I hear what you're saying. I guess maybe another way of asking the question is, are there things that you tell your daughter about where you're from that are important things that you want her to know about her background?
Not really, you know. We haven't told anything except, I mean, maybe a little bit about our religion, that's all. Mm-hmm. Other than that, sort of we haven't tried to emphasize on anything else. Mm-hmm.
So are you able to take her to religious gatherings here?
No, there's no religious gathering here. So sometimes, I mean, we just show her some pictures of mm-hmm. some that would relate to some religious idea, and then mm-hmm. explain.
What's her reaction to that? Like, is she interested to hear more, or does it seem confusing to her?
Right now, we are not trying to sort of teach her too much, but mm-hmm. right now she's taking it all right.
Okay. Yeah. So do you think she'll see herself more as a U.S. person or a Sri Lankan person? How do you think she'll identify herself as she grows up?
That's very difficult to say at this point.
I don't. She's a Sri Lankan American.
Uh huh. Does she know the language from home?
No.
She understands it. Uh huh. But doesn't speak.
So you can't say secrets in that language.
Yeah. We try. In fact, we have tried at some points to teach her the language, but. Uh-huh. She knows a few words, but in terms of talking, I mean, carrying on a conversation, it's not possible for her to do that.
So are there any people in your family back home who she can't speak to on account of that? Does everybody speak English in your families, or no?
Yes.
So there's no problem with her being able to talk to them?
In fact, she writes letters to her cousins.
That's neat. So she's not met some of them, right?
No, not yet. Like pictures.
So do you have plans for going there to visit, or if you plan to go to visit, will it be to go back there?
No. Actually, we would try to visit. And right now, like I told you before, I mean, we would like to stay here because I mean, considering all the factors, especially the situation. So
more work and education kind of factors?
Yeah.
Do you think there are things that could make you go back anyway, short of not getting the green card? Would you decide to go back anyway for some other reason?
Even that, I mean, sometimes sort of it depends on how long you have to wait for to know what the situation is. I mean, mm-hmm. it's going to take a long time before we really know whether we'll get this or not, then things can change. But again, right now I would say, I mean, it's a very difficult decision to make, because sometimes we feel once we go back, and for some reason, if she, our daughter, cannot adapt mm-hmm. to the situation, because right now, I mean, she's studying in English, she doesn't know very much to speak our language. For some reason, if she cannot adapt, and then if we can't come back over here, then that would be, we are going to feel very guilty about that. So,
right.
So
now it's really even more for her than for you in some ways.
Yeah. Oh,
so
yes.
You know
oh,
that
yes.
You can go
yeah.
Back
yeah.
And forth
yeah. Yeah. Now we have to base most of our decisions based on her and make most of her decisions.
Pretty important person here, that small one in the middle. So how do you feel? Are you hoping that it will work out to stay here for a long time? Because that wasn't the original plan when you got married, right?
Yeah.
Is it better to stay here now or still wish to be back home?
Sometimes when I think of the family, I wish I was there.
Yeah.
But then again, when I think of her future, I think it would be better to stay here.
Hmm. So where is home these days?
Where is home?
Yeah.
In my mind, it's Sri Lanka.
Yeah. For you?
Yeah.
What about you? Where can it be? That's interesting. So no question about that. So you are making your physical home here right now.
Yeah.
But it's still...
Oh yeah. It's still...
Makes sense. Let me stop.
It's difficult to...
Keep going.
Sorry.
No?
Yeah, it's difficult to, I mean, forget about the old times.
Sure. Such a beautiful place
yeah.
too. I'm trying to see what else I'm supposed to ask you. Do you think that either of you has changed as a person by coming here?
Maybe you want to answer that?
I don't think. Basically, yeah, the same. Man.
Yeah.
So even with all the cultural influences and the TV and all that stuff, no big change.
No, actually on my part, I first let her answer. On my part, there's no difference at all. I mean, I have stayed for quite some time abroad and I don't think my sort of opinions have changed at all. It's basically the same.
How do you maintain that?
That I don't know. I mean, I don't make a special effort to sort of maintain that, but maybe it's just coming like that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I can imagine that some of the values of the sort of mainstream US culture are fairly different than Sri Lanka. Do you embrace any of those that you didn't before? Do you want a huge car?
No. Yeah.
Does she want things that seem more like mainstream US things than like the way the two of you grew up? Does she ask for lots of things she sees on TV?
No, not really. I mean, up to this point, she doesn't sort of ask for special things. Even when she goes to a shop, she doesn't look for any, she doesn't tell us that she would like to have this and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we sometimes, I mean, not about asking for things, but even in terms of what she watches on TV, we try to limit, I mean,
mm-hmm.
the type of programs she watches. We won't let her just sit in front of the TV
mm-hmm.
and let her watch the whole time and so on.
So what would you want her to avoid seeing?
For one thing, I mean, we don't like her to watch TV for too long, like 4 or 5 hours per day or something
mm-hmm.
like that. And also, at this point, I mean, because she's small, we would like to avoid watching some of the scary programs
mm-hmm.
which may not be really suitable for
mm-hmm.
children.
So you really keep an eye on...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So would you want to be working outside the house? And that might make you not able to keep quite as close an eye on those kind of things. Have you been thinking of doing that as you stay here longer?
I would like to go out and work. And I would think of part-time life.
Mm-hmm.
When she's home, so that I could be back with her.
Mm-hmm. Is there something in particular that you're thinking of trying to do? Or?
I haven't got a fixed idea yet.
Mm-hmm. What do you feel about her going to work if she could?
Oh, not at all. In fact, I would really like her to go and work. I don't know, I mean, maybe some might be thinking that we are really conservative because she is staying at home and so on, but that's not the reason. Because especially, I mean, when she was growing up, she liked to be at home and look after her, and at least to some extent. Because even when she goes to school, I mean, she's out at 2:15,
mm-hmm.
and so after that, instead of sending her out to some to school or anything.
Oh,
I think
no.
she preferred to.
Yeah.
But I would really like her to go out and work, because sometimes I feel little bad that maybe she might be feeling bored,
mm-hmm.
or so on. But right now, even if she wants to work, she cannot do that,
right.
because of the type of
right.
Visa we have. And also the type of visa we have right now.
Mm-hmm.
The spouse is not allowed to
right.
work.
So what do you do now that she's in school all day long?
I keep the house going.
This is why it's clean.
Cooking and I'm not doing her work. I like to read also.
Do you read authors from all over or more
just
from?
Fiction. I go to the library with her.
Uh-huh.
Then pick some novels.
Good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What's your latest book that you've read?
I was reading some Frank D. Slaughter books,
huh.
I like reading a few books.
So what would be an ideal community for you and your family in the Chapel Hill Carborough area? What things could be done to make the community nicer? Are there things?
Now I don't think there's any problem with the community here, so there's nothing really I can say about trying to make it nicer, because I mean I think each one has their own way of thinking and
mm-hmm.
making friends. So that's really, and on top of that, we are also not very outgoing people. So now, for example, in my case, I won't go out of my way to make friends. Maybe if someone, if I feel that okay, someone is friendly and maybe we can make a friendship, then I will be happy. But otherwise, I mean, sort of if I feel maybe a person doesn't really want to
mm-hmm.
interact with me, I won't really make a
mm-hmm.
special effort to. So there's really, I mean, there's no problem with the community in here. I
mm-hmm.
mean, I wouldn't say that they are unfriendly or anything. So
mm-hmm.
it's just the way.
So in some ways, your community is really right here in this room. I mean, for you all, it may be enough that your community is your family. In some ways, with occasional visits from people
yes,
who
yeah,
are outside.
Exactly, yes.
So, I mean, that's an interesting question about the South Asian community. Is there such a thing as a whole? I mean, is it important for you to interact with people from Pakistan or Bhutan or Nepal? Or is it really just fine to be your own family unit with occasional interactions with other people?
Yeah, that's the way sort of we are right now. But I would definitely like to, I mean, interact with people from other countries. That would, I mean, it would be really nice.
Mm-hmm.
But for one thing is the time factor, I mean, we don't get
mm-hmm.
of a chance. But on the other hand, right now we don't know anyone from another community. Like, I mean, for example, I don't know anyone from Pakistan or Nepal or anyone.
Well, maybe that's one special thing that will get to come out of this.
Oh,
because
yeah,
certainly the interviewers have gotten to know each other, a whole number of people from those places who didn't
yeah.
know each other before.
Yeah, it would
maybe
be really
in the
nice.
Community
oh,
forum you'll get
oh,
to meet some of those people.
Oh. And also, once I get to know, I mean, I would really like to interact with them. I don't like to sort of stay away
mm-hmm.
from, once I get to know someone, I would like to really
right.
interact without sort of
But it makes, it's an interesting thing about the hypotheses, if there are any about this project, is there a community to be discussing? Because in fact, you may not actually know people. How can you be in a community if you have never known the people who
yeah.
are in your community?
Yeah.
That's an interesting point about
yeah.
this.
Yeah.
What else can I ask you? Do you have any difficulties in your daily life that relate to these kinds of issues?
No, not at all. No, I haven't sort of come across any sort of difficulties. And sort of in future, even if I come across any difficulties, I would just like to ignore them. I mean, I don't think, just, but up to now, there haven't been any.
What about for you or for your daughter? Do you ever encounter anything that you would construe as to be racism even? Is that something that you've ever run into?
Oh, not up to this point.
Mm-hmm.
She also mixes well with all the other kids.
Mm-hmm.
doesn't seem to mind that she's different or anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and for you also?
Yes, I do, quite comfortable.
Yeah, up to this point we haven't experienced any.
Are there any things that you would like to tell the people who are going to be hearing this tape about yourselves that I haven't asked you about?
About ourselves?
Uh-huh. Or about these issues, about questions of community in Carbo and Chapel Hill as opposed to in Sri Lanka?
Nothing really, except that, I mean, if there are opportunities for different communities to interact, I mean, we would really like to be involved in that, like, I mean, getting to know some family from another country, or one or more families, or things like that, but I mean, other than that, nothing really.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for all your time and thoughts.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm going to turn this off.